viewpoints expressed on The Edge are not necessarily those of this radio station, its staff, management, or other sponsors. It's time for The Edge Radio Broadcast with your host, Daniel Lott. You can join Daniel and his guests as we discover the truth together. Within the continental U.S., call toll-free 1-800-996-9638. Or locally here in Indiana, 359-5593. That's toll-free 1-800-996-9638. Or locally at 359-5593. You can find out more about our guests and topics by logging on to The Edge's website, theedgeam.com. That's theedgeam.com. And now here's your host for The Edge Radio Broadcast. Here's Daniel Lott.
And hello, everybody. And welcome back to the Edge Radio Broadcast. My name is Daniel Lott. You're listening to the best in nighttime programming anywhere in the planet of the known universe. Of course, we would challenge any alien ET to put on their own program to see what you can do. And what kind of programming you can send down here to planet Earth. And we appreciate everyone logging onto the show so much tonight. We have a great guest going to be calling from Cornwall, England, James Casbolt. A former MI6 agent who worked with Black Ops during the drug trafficking operations in London. You know, here in the United States, there have been many charges about our government using the CIA to run drugs in South America. I believe they accused Bill Clinton to have some kind of connection out of Mena, Arkansas. But what is it about this drug connection slash alien slash government Black Ops slash underground bases? You'll find out tonight here on the Edge Radio Broadcast. We want to thank all of our affiliates for logging on to the program and airing it in the city where they are. If this program is not in your area on the air, go to the edgeam.com website and simply just click on please get the broadcast in our area. You know, we take requests, and if there's a lot of people in a certain city that like to have this show live, well, I certainly will try to get on a radio station in your area. For those listening worldwide on the internet at theedgeam.com, welcome so much, and we have a whole lot of new listeners listening tonight. They are anticipating this interview with James Casbolt because not only has he been involved, his whole family's been involved in Black Ops and as an MI6 agent, and his uncle was MI5, and, you know, I always wanted to know about British intelligence. Are they in collusion with the CIA? What do they know about Black Ops? You hear a lot about it here in the United States, but perhaps we have a global operation. And we'll be finding out tonight when he calls in our newsmaker line here in just a bit. If you've got a question for James Casbolt, go to the edgeam.com website. And you better get in line, too, because this week we have been pounded with pre-show questions that are lined up. And as you know, the way we operate on the program is first come, first serve. I suppose you might look at it that way. But you can submit a question before the show. And so we have a whole litany of questions that we have ready for our guest tonight. Stay tuned every week at the same time, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for the best in guests that we can find anywhere. And because of your great guest suggestions is why we have such a great variety of guests here on the program. And that keeps, you know, we try to keep in the middle on a lot of these issues and hear from all sides and treat all sides with respect no matter what the topic is or what they believe. And by the way, we do need to express some pre-show information to you in that if the line goes dead while we're talking, there may be a reason for that. I have been communicating, and our program director Randy McPherson has been in contact with James Casbolt, and he is what you might call a wanted man because of the information that he is revealing tonight and has already revealed in little bits here and there has caused him a great deal of consternation and put him definitely on the list of who's ever controlling those lists. And maybe we'll find out who's making those lists and who's controlling them and who carries them out. He's been threatened, and I have an email here that I got from him describing some of the antics of these Black Ops because he's no longer in it. In fact, what James wants to do is actually make amends for some of the ungodly, the anti-human activities that he may have been a part of, willingly or unwillingly, or just part of his job description, thought that was what he was supposed to do. But he wants to make amends, and he can do that, he says, by simply telling you, our listening audience, worldwide listening audience, that is, exactly what's going on in the underground bases. And there's been a lot of talk about whether or not these underground bases exist. Is it just something for talk shows hosts to talk about, to gather guests up? And, you know, I noticed, you may not believe this, but we did not get him on to support or add to the Hannah Billups underground base story at all. But it was amazing. We put up a bio, and then shortly thereafter, he sent me an update to that bio in which he said he believes what Hannah says. So we did not have him actually on the program to support that. That's strictly a matter of coincidence. I know some of you don't believe that, but that's just, you're just going to have to get over it. The Edge Radio broadcast is a venue for different people and their beliefs, and so we try to keep abreast of what they're saying. But, if things line up a coincidence, isn't that what you really want? Don't you believe that the way you get information should almost be almost like a divine thing? Like, many believe there's sort of a set-aside group, an elect type of people. Many believe that. Others believe that they are gravitating toward some nirvana or some harmonic place where they will be informed, whether they're spiritually or otherwise, harmonically, I suppose, of the events to come and to warn them. Many believe that they will have a personal view into that, heads up into it. And if indeed that happens, how would you get it? How would you get that message, whether or not to prepare, or whether you're on a list, or whether you have discovered that you are indeed in some sort of prison, you don't even know it, some walled garden, as most people who have AOL are in, a walled garden, as it's described. That is a controlled area where you think you have free access, but you don't. That's typical AOL fashion. But perhaps the New World Order has been doing that worldwide, and the AOL is simply just an expression of that, keeping people and their information that they get. Who knows if you listen to AOL, whether or not you can get this program. I certainly don't have it. Years ago, I discovered what they were doing, their antics and their tracking methods, and I don't really mind at all when I hear AOL starting to lose subscribers and to have to give away things for free. Of course, many other programs like Yahoo and others have been giving their software away for free for a couple of years while AOL continues to charge. But what I'm saying is, how would that information come to you? Would it come through an email? Would it come through a program like this? How would you know the heads up? Well, I'm just wondering if, in the event that does happen, would you see a series of coincidences, maybe topics, say, that continue to pop up in your sphere of research? In fact, program director has done way more research on our guest tonight than I have, because it's a voluminous work that he has, and the information that he has after years of being involved with the Black Ops and MI6. And I asked the program director, Randy McPherson, to sort of crunch that down into sound bites for my own ears so that I can stay focused on the program without being inundated in too much information, because I, like you, like to discover the truth together. And what I mean together, I don't want to discover it and give it to you. Many times while I'm on the program, as we're talking, I am literally discovering the truth. And that's the whole nature of the program, to have an open mind and see what comes down the pike. And I definitely like to be surprised, and in fact, many times I am. Of course, the classic surprise for the old hostmaster here is when we had Zeta talk on, when the Zeta lady came on, and she tuned right into the Zetas, and I was actually shocked because I did not know. I did not know until I was on the air that there was a third-party Zeta that would log into the show, and we had a very interesting three-way conversation. So I like it. I don't like it. I don't like to have the program too coordinated. I like it wild and woolly and free, and just let the dice fall where they may. Typos and all, and stutterings and all mispronunciations. But, you know, I have people worldwide that help me with my pronunciations, and so that keeps me humble, my friends. I don't have a big head with the program here. It really is because I am just like you. I want to know the truth, and let the chips fall where they may. Hey, if there's something to be said, something to be learned, I want to be able to be of a mind to be able to learn. Of course, we all hope that we have the wisdom to discern the chaff. Is that the word, chaff, that will come? They're like chaff and wheat or something. There's something that burns up. Well, you want whatever burns up, you want that to burn up and go away, and whatever doesn't to remain. Hopefully, that would be the truth. Hey, I hope everybody likes the new design of the website. We've incorporated a lot easier navigation system there. We have all new graphics on it. And don't forget to go to our listener section there where you can join the forum and talk to people worldwide and communicate with them regarding the topics and guests on the show. If you have a guest suggestion, go to the edgeam.com website, click on guest, and then suggest a guest in the drop-down box. As you know, the archives are free, and that's one of the things that has rocketed the Edge to number one in its category according to ranking.com. It's simply because we're giving it away. And I remember Years ago, Net Zero said they'd give it away, and all of a sudden they didn't. Well, it's not like the Edge. Over 2 years of broadcasting, and we're still free. So if you'd like to help us keep free, go to the Help Keep the Edge Going Click Here link and make your contribution today, my friends. And God will bless you. No, I take that back. No, that'll leave that for the I Found God sites. No, I'm not saying that God will help you if you help the Edge. But what I will say is that if you help the Edge, you certainly will keep these audio archives free for a much longer period of time. My name is Daniel Lott. We'll be back after the break here, so you stand by. If you've got a question for tonight's guest, former MI6 agent James Casbolt, go to the Edge AM. I command you to ask a question of this man. Hopefully we'll get it in, though, because there's so many ahead of you. My name is Daniel Lott. We'll be right back.
Tune in, buckle up, and get ready for a ride on the Edge Radio broadcast. Your mission commander, Daniel Lott.
Hello, everybody. This is Daniel Lott, host of the Edge Radio broadcast. You know what's making this show such a success is people like you, our loyal listeners. Tell a friend about the show. Call or email your local radio stations and tell them about the show. Let your local radio stations know that The Edge is a free broadcast with some of the most important interviews of our time. Micro broadcasters to giant radio stations can all broadcast The Edge for free. Tell them to upgrade their program lineup and get The Edge on the air in your area. I'm Daniel Lott. Discovering the truth together on the Edge Radio broadcast.
Enlightening, entertaining, and controversial. This is the Edge Radio program with your host, Daniel Lott.
Hello, my name is Daniel Lott, host of the Edge Radio broadcast. If you would like to advertise on the Edge Radio program to a large listening audience, go to the edgeam.com website, click on services, then advertise. The Edge has one of the most intelligent and responsive audiences in talk radio. The Edge listener base is rapidly growing because we cover the topics and ask the questions no other talk show can touch. Our state-of-the-art interactive website gets between 3 and 4 million hits per month. Our listeners keep coming back to The Edge's website because we're one of the few programs that offers newsletters, forums, and audio archives for free. So log on to the edgeam.com website and check out what advertising on The Edge can do for you. Or call 1-800-996-9638. Advertising on The Edge, it's a great choice.
Reasonable people finally just have to come out of their shells and say, look, there's other stuff going on.
Naturally, the public is going to start asking questions. Why have we been taught these things so wrongly in all the schools?
We are going to be talking about Class 1 data. Class 1 data is physical evidence that people can look at for themselves. They can touch it. It's in a museum.
Just got to get the facts to the people. You know, who knows when and if the government's ever going to come forward.
Welcome back to the Edge Radio program with your host, Daniel Lott.
And welcome back to the Edge Radio broadcast. My name is Daniel Lott, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the hottest show in nighttime sky. I want to welcome a brand new listener, Tim McPherson in Minnesota. That McPherson name sounds familiar. It could be because he's, in fact, the brother of Randy McPherson. So, Tim up there in Minnesota, Welcome to the Edge Radio broadcast. You know, every week we try to have the most exciting guests that we can possibly find, entertaining, enlightening, and controversial. And tonight it's going to be controversial because on our newsmaker line we have him with us now, James Caswell. James, welcome to the program.
Hello, Daniel.
Well, James, I appreciate you so much calling from Cornwall, England. You know, the only time I really hear about Cornwall is when I'm watching a Knight of the Round Table type of movie. I guess Cornwall's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. There's a lot of legends down there.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, James. I guess it's a very serious issue we'll be tackling tonight, as you being a former MI6 agent. Coming out like you are on this program, does that put your life at risk in any way?
To be honest, it does. But I want to expose what's going on in the underground bases. This is bigger than just me, so I'm willing to risk my life to get this truth out.
Mm-hmm. James, if you could, I know you're a soft-spoken individual. If you could speak a little bit louder in the mic, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Just pretend you're yelling across the room there, because we want to make sure that we hear you. I can only turn it up so loud and we'll get feedback.
I'll talk a bit louder.
There you go. All right, appreciate you.
Okay,
good. And now you've come on the show, and we're going to be talking about underground bases. Now, were you a part, and have you been in any of these underground bases?
I haven't actually been in the underground bases myself. I've connected to people that have worked in them and worked on other alien-related projects. I come from a line of intelligence people. My grandfather was naval intelligence. My father was a MI6 agent involved in black ops. My uncle was a MI5 officer in logistics. Mm-hmm. And I was involved in the black ops MI6 operations. I'm ashamed to say that it was drug trafficking operations in London between 1995 and 1999. This black ops drug money is funding the building of the underground bases. The black ops drug money is basically MI6 and the CIA have cornered the global drugs trade. They're bringing in the majority of the drugs into Britain and America. The global drugs trade is worth over £500 billion per year. This is more than the global oil trade per year. Now the underground bases around the world, and we can get into that in a minute. The facts and figures about them. They demand phenomenal amounts of money, and the drug trade run by the global intelligence community, is funding these projects and these underground bases. These alien-related projects are classified above top secret.
Mm-hmm. James, I just want to say we got an email from Hannah Billups. She said that she's listening to the program tonight, and she appreciates you unveiling the secrets of the underworld.
Well, I'd like to say when I first heard Hannah Billups' interview, it brought me to tears, because I know the truth of what she's saying. I know this is going on. And Hannah, if you're listening, we've got a small army in this country, ex-intelligence, ex-military, good people, and we're helping you, and we're helping get the truth out.
Interesting. James, when we're talking about underground bases, I guess you have a variety of them in England. Do they connect with underground bases in the United States?
I know that the underground base system, the shuttles, connect in the US and in this country. I'm not 100% sure if America and Britain, the underground bases here, connect. I know they do connect in the underground tube shuttle system in America and Britain.
Mm-hmm. To my understanding, and from various testimony of various guests that we've had on this program, is there an underground train system that runs on some sort of anti-gravity propulsion technique? technology?
Yeah, it runs, it's anti-gravity technology. It runs at Mach 2.7, which is very fast, and it runs on a cushion of air.
Mm-hmm. How do they dig these tunnels, James?
They dig the tunnels. They use a nuclear-powered drill that actually melts through rock at a tremendous rate, and it creates a glass-like surface around the tunnel. Like I said, it literally melts the rock.
Really?
And there's these huge caverns underneath the earth that are the size of small cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they build the underground bases in these natural caverns.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'll give you some figures here. They're at least the bases are all over the world. They're in Dulce, New Mexico, Brecon Beacon in Wales, Los Alamos in Mexico, Pine Gap in Australia, the Snowy Mountains in Australia, then the Nyala Range in Africa, west of Kindu in Africa, Egypt, Switzerland, Scandinavia, Sweden, you name it. And these projects are being run by a secret, unelected international governing body that's mm-hmm. connected to the United Nations. And I'm connected to people that are in elite intelligence in this country, Group 5-8, which is a United Nations group, which we can get into.
Mm-hmm. James, have you ever seen the movie AVP?
No.
Okay, because in that movie they have what's purported, their movie, the theory, or the script calls for a hole to be blasted in the ice in the North Pole and go straight down in a tubular fashion. But it just that picture conjured up in my mind when you said they used some sort of nuclear blast beam. But does it disintegrate the rock that it cuts through?
Yeah, actually, it literally melts the rock, and it forms a glassy surface around the edges of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no rubble and waste.
Mm-hmm. And you say that underneath the ground there are natural caverns as big as a city.
Yeah, as many of them.
And so
they bring in expert geologists to mm-hmm. find out where they are,
mm-hmm.
and they actually use explosives to blow the walls in between them to open them up into even larger sections.
Mm-hmm. Would any of these blasts ever cause an earthquake on the surface?
I don't know. I mean, these bases, on average, they go underground 4.25 miles. There's at least 1,400 of these bases worldwide. They're called DUMs, deep underground military bases. There's 131 in the U.S. Like I say, the average depth of these bases are 4.25 miles underground.
Mm-hmm.
Some are shallower and some are deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, the bases, on average, the size of a medium-sized city. And each underground base costs between $17 and $26 billion to build, which is being funded by MI6 and CIA drug money. Like I say, MI6 and CIA have got the global drugs trade cornered. Mm-hmm. They've got it, and they control it.
Mm-hmm. James, are you aware of the Phil Schneider story?
Yeah, I am.
Are you afraid that what happened to him may happen to you?
This is a possibility. As I said before, I'm spiritually protected. I'm at peace with Jesus Christ. And this is bigger mm-hmm. than me. This truth needs to come out. There's
mm-hmm.
vast numbers of people, children, disappearing, ending up in these underground bases.
Okay.
I'm connected to someone who's worked in these underground bases and is seeing caged children. He's, I have to protect his identity. So I'll call him G. And he's a former member of the NSA, National Security Agency. He was subcontracted by the NSA in the late 1980s, and he worked for the NSA until 1992. He was a senior electrical engineer in the underground base at Los Alamos in New Mexico, and he also worked at the underground base in Alamo Gordo in New Mexico and in Hawaii. There's one underneath Hawaii. And
James, you said there are, 131 base, did you say 131 bases?
In the U.S.
In the U.S. How do you know, and worldwide you gave a number, how do you know the exact number of these bases?
These are figures that I've got from people in intelligence I'm connected to, and digging for the last about 8 years.
I like an email I read from you, and I think you address what's known as the kook factor. How do you persuade anyone that you're just not a person one of the first things that people dismiss stories like this is you want attention or a news hound or something. What is your explanation to address the kook factor out there?
What can I say? It, for the listeners out there, I'm going to present facts and figures, and I've got support and evidence and documents. But don't necessarily believe what I'm saying. Go out, start digging for yourself, and you'll find out that everything I'm saying is 100% true.
Okay. I know one of the things we want to talk about is the missing children case. I don't know if you're aware, here in the United States, the last number I heard is estimated 150,000 children are missing every year. Do you have similar statistics in England?
I've only been able to get hold of the official statistics in England. Now, the official statistics are not the accurate ones. So I don't know the number of missing children in this country. I know it's huge, though. I mean, this guy, G, who I'm protecting his identity,
okay,
while he was at the working at the underground base in Los Alamos, he witnessed caged humans and caged children, rows and rows of them there. He also witnessed tall grey aliens, and he witnessed a reptilian alien. I mean, G says that the NSA was very hard on all the subcontractors, and the people were worked very hard under severe work conditions. I mean, he also says that the underground base where he worked at in Hawaii, he says this is run by the U.S. federal government, the U.S. Air Force, and the Department of Energy. And he says that the base in Hawaii goes down 2 miles and stretches out into the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. And he's been traumatized from what he's witnessed down there. I'm very compassionate for the man. He's while he was at the underground base in Hawaii, he said that three very tall and muscular Nordic-looking men, blonde men. And who were according to G, these men were human reptilian hybrids because their eyes would shift into having vertical slits for pupils. And he said he walked past the office there and he overheard them talking about some piece of high technology, and they chased him, these three Nordic looking men chased him down the motorway there on foot, and grabbed him, and they threatened to kill him because he'd overheard them talking about this piece of high technology.
Okay. All right, James, we need to go to break, so just stay with us through the break, please.
Okay.
All right, everybody, you're listening to The Edge Radio Broadcast. My name is Daniel Lott, and on our newsmaker line is James Caswell. We're talking about underground bases, otherwise known as DUMBs, deep underground military bases, and we'll be right back after the break, so you stay tuned. It gets hotter than this. Hello, advertisers. Want to get your message, product, or service out to the world? Why not invest your hard-earned advertising dollars the right way by advertising on a website that gets millions of hits per month? That website, of course, is TheEdgeAM.com. Now, according to Ranking.com, The Edge's website is number 1 in the category of Internet Talk Radio. The EdgeAM.com website has almost 1,000 other websites linked to it. You deserve the best return for your advertising dollars. Why not advertise on a state-of-the-art website with a huge worldwide and growing viewing audience? Additionally, when you place an ad on our website, you can send me a copy to be read on the air in association with your ad. To be successful, you have to advertise. Don't waste precious ad dollars on websites that have little traffic or the false promises of third-party internet companies. Advertise where the people are. That's a secret of success. Advertising on the Edge. It's a great choice. Do you feel like I do? Are you getting the feeling the Edge radio broadcast is growing? Well, if so, you're right. The Edge program has been hitting the bullseye of what people are interested in. Do you feel like I do? We've updated the website, set listing records, and are getting ready to add a web store. Do you feel like I do? From around the world, people are listening to the program, sending in their stories, making guest suggestions, participating in the forum and the online polls. They're telling their friends about the show. Do you feel like I do? Listen every Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and feel like I do, right here on this station.
I want to know the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can get the truth
as we discover the truth together
on the Edge Radio program with your host, Daniel Ott.
And welcome back to the Edge radio broadcast. On our newsmaker line this evening, we have James Caspold. And James is connected to ex-intelligence people who've worked in these underground basins and have seen these ET-related projects. James, welcome back.
Hi, Daniel.
You were describing the blonde, shape-shifting aliens. But when you're talking about these underground bases, James, why don't they build a base topside?
Well, it's it needs to be secret, you know. It's the new world order being brought to us live from underground. It's you know, this is subversive stuff, and it's happening below our feet.
Mm-hmm. James, you mentioned that you had pictures of aliens and documents to substantiate the evidence of underground bases. Is any of those documents something you'd be willing to share with the Edge radio broadcast?
Yeah, I would. I've had personal experience with ETs. I've got a photograph of an ET that materialized in my front room. I've got implants on the back of my head, on the back of my skull, one on the left side, one on the right side. I'm not exactly sure how they got there. I'm seeking professional help to regain my memories of this. Yeah. You know, this has just staggered me. This has absolutely staggered me. It's just what's, like I say, I was involved in these black ops operations, but when I found out what the intelligence, MI6 and CIA drug money was being used for, well, it was like someone had pulled the ground out from under me. And I was just free falling into unknown territory.
Mm-hmm. You were a part of MI6. Did you end your stint with them, or did you see some crazy things going on and you didn't want to be a part of it?
I couldn't be part of this corruption. I had a spiritual awakening. I couldn't live a despicable life anymore running drugs. I've got amends to make, and this is what I'm doing by getting the truth out.
What makes you believe you have an implant in your head? Have you seen it? Do you have an MRI or what?
What happened was a couple of years ago I was having intense sinus pain that was actually ruining my life, and these really intense nosebleeds. And the pain was so intense in my sinuses that I had to spend a couple of months in the evening just lying in a dark room because I couldn't watch TV, or I couldn't read because it was too painful. And a while after this, I was blowing my nose, and this plastic material came out of my nose. After that, I was able to get hold of these brainwave tones, and these brainwave tones actually deactivate implants. And after I listened to the tones and did the therapy, the back of my skull swelled up on these two lump points that have appeared over the last couple of years. I thought they were, I don't know, lumps, cysts, something. They appeared on the back of my head. And these, after I listened to the brainwave tones, these lumps really swelled up. The back of my skull swelled up. And the next day, I collapsed in the street. I managed to get to a public lavatory. I was lying on the floor, pouring with sweat. I almost passed out. And when I managed to get myself up, I looked in the mirror, and I was literally green because I was so pale. And, you know, I don't know if they can get removed. I need to seek professional help. But I do know it's some kind of long-range mind control. Mm-hmm. That if I try to speak about these subjects, I have to protect myself with prayer, because my mind gets distorted. My mind goes blank. I forget simple things. It's...
Mm-hmm. James, we...
My mind just goes completely blank. Okay. From my understanding, it's these implants, many people have got these implants and don't know about it. These implants are some type of artificial intelligence technology, and they actually interface with a human being's nervous system, central nervous system, and they can actually take over a person's personality. If you don't become aware of the situation and start to deal with it. And I found the only way I can deal with the situation is through prayer and meditation,
mm-hmm.
and through spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. I've heard people make the expression that if aliens did exist, they'd be written in the Bible and Jesus would have told us about it. What do you think about a statement like that?
Maybe the ancient prophets misinterpreted demons and angels. Maybe they were talking about extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. That's my view.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say there's a world full of stuff that Jesus didn't mention. He didn't mention eclipses or any other phenomena that happens. So I don't know how much truth we need to put into that. But I've got numbers of questions been pouring into the Edge this week, James, and one of those is this one. Do you believe the aliens are true physical extraterrestrials, or do you think they are demons a la fallen angels or half-human Nephilim type of extra-dimensional beings?
I believe, and from what I understand, many of them are physical beings, flesh and blood creatures like us, and also I believe they're extra multidimensional beings too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe there's both types.
Okay, would you say that the ones that would be considered demons are those ones that would leave someone alone if they used the name of Jesus? And would that name apply to those who would in fact be physical extraterrestrials from other universes?
Well, it seems to be, the facts do seem to be that people who have had abduction experiences have called the name of Jesus, and it has stopped the abduction. So with those facts, I'd say yes.
Mm-hmm. We have this here. It says, Daniel, it's very nice to see someone stepping up to the plate who has seen and heard about these underground bases, and they say they've met a few people personally that have been in them, and they all have amazing stories to tell. Do you think that the sheer number of reports of underground bases would ever come to some sort of confluence, some sort of apex, to where people would gather together and demand from any of our governments to come clean on these underground bases, and what exactly is going on there?
Well, I think what we've got is we've got a a government, a British and American government, that's out of control, that are answerable to nobody. They can do anything they want. Nobody's checking. There's no congressional oversight. There's no oversight from any groups. I think it's going to take the people to get together and demand truth, demand what is going on here, demand from our government officials what's going on, and if they don't tell us the truth, we need to impeach them. We need to accuse them of treason. I mean, by executive order, the NSA is exempt from all laws which don't specifically name the NSA in the text of the law. And that basically means they can do whatever they want and they're answerable to nobody. We're not going to get it through the mainstream media. There's currently an internal war raging in the global intelligence community and regarding the alien agenda. And this is between negative and positive factions. One of the main negative factions in this is a group centered around MI6 and the CIA called Aquarius. And this group is covering up the truth. They're blatantly lying, they're discrediting people, and they're murdering people who get too close to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a positive group, which is centered around naval intelligence, called COM-12. This group is leaking accurate information regarding the alien agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, like I say, there's this internal war raging in the intelligence community between positive and negative factions. When the missile hit the Pentagon on 9/11, and it was a missile, it wasn't a plane, it hit the naval intelligence section of the building. And this is part of this internal war between Aquarius and COM-12, between naval intelligence and CIA, MI6 being played out in the public arena. It's Aquarius. They've also enlisted the help of Hollywood, the mainstream media, to twist the facts of the alien agenda. That there's a man called Sir Martin Wakefield Jacomb, and he was director for the Telegraph newspapers in 1986. He's connected heavily into MI6, and he's involved with laundering MI6 drug money through the Bank of England. Martin Jacomb was the director of the Bank of England from 1987 to 1985. So obviously, if he's the head of the Telegraph newspapers, you can see how the truth is being covered up in the mainstream media. I mean, even the former head of the CIA, William Casey, he was head of the council of the media network ABC and NBC, which is probably the biggest media network on the planet. Many insiders refer to the ABC network as the CIA network. So, you know, Daniel, it's the people are going to have to come together and start organizing themselves, because I don't think we can rely on the government and the mainstream media mm-hmm. to get this truth out. It needs to come out because, there's many people disappearing.
Yeah. James Phil Schneider said that he was in a underground battle with the aliens, and he said that he was one of the few survivors. Are these firefights going on underneath the ground yet today?
I think there's a war being played out underground. From my understanding, Phil Schneider worked in the Dulce area in New Mexico in 1979. And Phil was, a geologist, structural engineer for the United Nations, U.S. government. As you said, he was murdered by the CIA on January the 17th, 1996, in his apartment in Oregon. He's, Phil, in 1979, in the Dulce area, New Mexico, Phil was drilling into the desert there. He was building auxiliary base. This is in the southern end of Dulce, on an already existing underground base there, on top of an already existing underground base. The already existing underground base was built by the U.S. government in the 1940s, and this project was called Operation Blue Note. from the information that I've got, Phil, over a period of 2 days, Phil and his team had drilled four holes into the desert that went down several thousand feet. And he said that one of these holes kept bringing up dirty dust and putrid odors and broken off machine bits when they were sent down the hole. Mm-hmm. And then he said boring machines and lasers kept coming back up damaged. And then they sent a probe down there. The cable came back up and the probe was completely missing. Eventually people were sent down there. Phil was the first one to be sent down. He said he was lowered down into the cave, and when he got down there, standing around 10 feet away, there were 2 7-foot-tall greys standing there. He said, he became petrified.
Yeah,
but he managed to empty a clip from his pistol into the grave.
Mm-hmm.
But as he was reloading, some kind of particle beam weapon that the one of the greys had, his box-like device on her chest, he managed to get a shot off, and this hit Phil Schneider in the chest, and this gave him a very high dose of nuclear radiation poisoning. This was similar to cobalt radiation poisoning, but even worse. And Phil's lung was burnt out of him. He has a huge scar running down his chest, and he showed this scar at lectures, and these lectures are available on videogoogle.com. I think his fingers on his left hand were burnt off, his bones were burnt, you know, he's basically cooked. He's in radiation isolation therapy 400 days, more.
Yeah.
I mean...
So there was physical evidence that there was a firefight with the aliens underneath the ground?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's much physical evidence. You know, this is a physical third-dimensional scenario being played out here. It's as physical as you and I.
Yeah. James, have you ever heard of Two Rocks Ranch?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I got an email from a person who was assigned militarily out there, and they started asking some wrong questions, and they were transferred immediately, and they were told that there was some sort of alien, some sort of underground base there. So this writer here wanted to know if you heard that. Now, when you're talking about all these children missing, what do you know about these children? What are they doing to the children?
Well... It's horrendous. They seem to be harvesting the lymphatic organs, the glandular system, from the humans. Some type of the greys and reptilians are the greys, from my understanding, have a genetic digestive disorder, genetic disorder in their digestive system. Their digestive system doesn't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
So they absorb protein mixtures through some sort of osmosis through the skin.
Mm-hmm. James, are you suggesting that they're harvesting the children to eat them?
Yes. I am. And also genetic experiments and an ongoing genetic program. Another one of my contacts in Wales, again, I have to protect this man's identity. I'll call him D. He was connected to a elite intelligence organization called Group 5-8. This group was formed by Margaret Thatcher in the 1980s to work at the sites of crashed ET craft in Britain to seal off those sites. And like I say, this Group 5-8, this elite British intelligence group, I shouldn't even call it British intelligence, because it's actually a United Nations group, this one world government that's taken over. The Group 5-8 man, his name is George. He showed my contact a United Nations identity card with United Nations holograms on it. George then went and drove D to a clandestine meeting in a motorway services. At this meeting in the services, George showed D photographs of human mutilations that Group 5-8 had found near the heavily guarded Brecon Beacon underground base in Wales. Now, these photos that George showed to Dee were taken at a sealed-off area in Wales, in the Brecon Beacons area, where UFO activity had taken place. Now, these photographs, as horrendous as it is, they showed a girl of 16 and a boy of 20 who had had their genitals removed, their eyeballs removed, their lips removed, and directly half of their skin was missing. This Group 5-8 man, George, said that Group 5-8 regularly found camper vans around this area where the occupants had vanished. Dee had nightmares for weeks after this, understandably. After being shown these photographs, he was then followed by a high-tech American utility van with blue lights underneath it. From what I understand, these vans seem to be connected to the National Security Agency. Days after this, Dee had his life threatened over the phone. Obviously, the call was anonymous, but the guy told him that he said, "Keep quiet or you're going to be killed. We're going to burn your house down with you in it." Dee didn't take any notice of this. He thought they were just trying to threaten him. But then George called him, the Group 5-8 man, and said, "Your life's in danger. You need to get the information out that I've given you. Because by getting the information out, you put yourself in a position of protection. Because once you get the information out, if they make a move on you, it will only add credibility to what you're saying." Mm-hmm. So usually when you get the information out, you're not, in most cases, you're not taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, he was threatened. They said they were going to burn his house down. And a couple of days later, a gas man turned up at his house. His wife opened the door. He flashed a ID card, gas man ID card, in front of her face, said he was there to check the meter. He went in, and then he left. In the room that he was working in, a fire broke out and the house burnt down. And obviously some kind of incendiary device that the intelligence agencies use. It came from the bin. The fire brigade said it was completely mysterious how the fire had broken out.
Uh-huh.
It had come from a bin.
Mm-hmm. James, you said that in your note to me that your phone is being tapped and you've had your life threatened. How do you know your phone's being tapped? Do you hear beeps or is backfeed?
Yeah, I hear clicks when I'm talking about certain subjects. This has actually been happening for months since I first went public. I've been getting clicks. When I first went public, I did an interview with a man called Dave Starbuck. If people want to contact me, they can contact my email address, which is jamescasbolt@hotmail.co.uk. But many of my emails are being blocked, so I can be contacted through Dave Starbuck, and you can find his website at revelationaudiovisual.com, and his address is at the bottom of that website.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, clicks have been going off on my phone since I've been going public. But just recently, clicks have started on my girlfriend's phone, and she's been speaking to her mum, which has never happened before. They're not talking about anything, any clandestine activity, or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. You know, obviously, I'm receiving a lot of classified information over the phone, so I can understand why my phone's being tapped, but I don't understand why her phone's being tapped.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the surveillance circle is widening, and after the night that I did the first interview with Dave Starbuck, at the end of the interview, there were men positioned in the bed and breakfast across the street with high-tech long-range cameras with blue lasers shining them in, taking photographs of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's typical clandestine operations.
Yep.
So you're being tracked, and you're bringing this information to us this evening. Now, do you, when you send us the evidence that you have, the documents and that, would you want us to put it in a presentation form similar to what we have Hannah Billups' case as?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
To add support to the case.
Yeah.
I've got a CD also of a taped phone conversation between Dee and Dave Starbuck, who I put them in contact together. Dee is in a complete panic. After he had his house set fire to, things had been quiet for a couple of years, but we started investigating missing children as to do with the underground bases. Mm-hmm. Within 2 days into the investigation, Dee had had men outside his bedroom window shining laser beams, light beams, into his window.
Has he ever thought about shining laser beams back?
That's a good one.
Well, why not?
I have to ask him for next time.
I wouldn't be cowering in the corner. Let him know you got some ammo in there. Maybe it'll put some scare back into him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can't capture everybody. In fact,
it's just an intimidation tactic, Daniel.
Uh-huh.
If they wanted to kill us, they could. We haven't got guns in this country. If they wanted to kill us, I'm sure they could do it any time they wanted.
Well, you know, this is still the wild, wild west over here in the United States. Everyone over here has got an MK-47 somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, if y'all go into total martial law and aliens are taking over, you might just take a boat trip on over here and, you know, we got some real crazy, especially get down south, get down in the Talladega area and, you know, these NASCAR fans, you know, they'll be running through the woods, well, you know, with guns and stuff. So, they don't like alien presence.
Maybe you guys are more clued up out there. Maybe, uh-huh. You know, you've got your guns in case this runaway government that we've got now in Britain and America starts rounding people up, which...
there's going to be a shootout. I'm guaranteeing you. Yeah, there's going to be a shootout when that happens, and I'm pretty sure they know that.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's stopping the United Nations rounding people up in America now with the FEMA detention camps, I think the only thing is stopping them is that you've got guns. I think... you know, the United Nations are training Russian troops on American soil. This is completely illegal, completely against the Constitution. You know, the reason why they're doing that is because with the FEMA detention camps, when martial law is planned to be declared, American troops won't round up their own people. This is why the United Nations are training Russian troops on American soil.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the people that's going to be fighting back won't mind, you know, they wouldn't have Americans to shoot back at, so I don't see they'll have any compunction not to pull the trigger going backwards. James, we're getting ready to go to our 9 o'clock break, so when we do, just stay with us through the break, please.
Okay.
And we're here in the United States. And what time is it there?
It is 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning. All right. Well, you just stay on the line there. Try to get you about 5 minutes rest, and we'll be right back. So stay on the line. Everybody, you're listening to The Edge Radio Broadcast. My name is Daniel Ott. You listen to the best show in nighttime sky. I'm rated number one according to ranking.com. Almost 4 million hits last month. Over almost 1,000 other websites link to The Edge now. Get on board. Be an advertiser. Support the show. Many ways for you to do that. You got a guest suggestion, go to theedgeam.com website, click on the guest suggestion aspect of the website. And if you'd like to contact the program director, you can do that at randym@theedgeam.com. My name is Daniel Ott. We'll be right back after the break, so you stay tuned, everybody.